then I will call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lakes City Council and note for the voice record that we have a quorum of city council members present. Rebecca Spittler is not with us tonight. Her father-in-law passed away yesterday evening, and we wish her well and her husband well and are thinking of them. Does anyone have a motion to make regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
Madam Mayor, I make motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rodney moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. On the consent agenda tonight, we have the minutes from December 16th, our last city council meeting. The financial reports from November 2021, which are unaudited at this point. The 2021 audit engagement letter with James L. Whitaker, PC. The contract extension for Keck and Wood with engineering services. Does anyone have a motion regarding the consent agenda?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Chip moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have no old business to conduct tonight, but under new business, I would call to your attention the agreement that our city council made with each other years ago, wherein we would annually recall to our attention the code of conduct, that we work together to create. We want to annually affirm that, kind of remind ourselves and renew our commitment to it. The code requires that it be brought before the council annually and ask each council member to ratify the code of conduct anew at that time. I'm not going to read the whole thing to y'all. It has been put forth for our public to read before this meeting and, of course, for all of you. But I would particularly call to attention the third item there about treating all citizens with courtesy, impartiality, fairness, and equality under the law. Making remarks at a public meeting that are personally disparaging or reflect negatively on the character of others rather than expressing a different point of view is not something we do here. And I'm proud of that and grateful for that, and grateful for the collegial work that our council members do together. Persons wishing to speak at public meetings must first be recognized by the chair or presiding officer. And we do a pretty good job of that as well. So all of that being said, I would ask if anyone has any questions about anything in our code of conduct. And if not, if anyone has a motion to make regarding it.
I'd like to make a motion to ratify that code of conduct for 2022.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Yes, I second the motion.
Bob moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have before us tonight the election of the mayor pro tem. Does anyone have a nomination to make for that?
Yes, I would like to nominate Rebecca Spittler to fulfill the duties of mayor pro tem for 2022.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor? Okay, that's unanimous. The mayoral appointments have all been presented again on our website for everyone in the public to see and for you all to study. One of them is here tonight. We thank John Pendleton for being willing to serve as our city treasurer. And the rest, I think most of our folks are continuing to do work that they have done for our city in the past, but we appreciate all of them. Does anyone have any questions about anybody on this list of folks that I'm nominating? Okay, then do I hear a motion to that effect?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the mayoral appointments as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second it.
Okay, Scott moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, that is unanimous. Lee, would you talk to us, please, about the contract with the safety cameras?
Sure. You have before you tonight a contract for the installation of two license plate reader cameras, generally located at North Berkeley Lake and Ridge Road, and South Berkeley Lake and Peachtree Industrial Road from Boulevard. In addition to the camera installation, this contract provides for the collection of license plate data to be stored by Flock Safety for review by the city and any other designated agency, such as Gwinnett County Police Department. The cost of each camera initially is $2,500 annually. There is also a one-time implementation fee of $250 per camera. The total cost for 2022 would be $5,500. However, it should be noted that preparation for camera installation, such as providing power as may be needed, is not included in the subject contract.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about the Flock cameras? Do I hear a motion regarding this contract?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a contract with Flock Safety for two license plate reader cameras at a cost not to exceed an initial annual fee of $2,500 per camera, a one-time implementation fee of $250 per camera, subject to review and approval by the city attorney.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Chip moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And we have public comments tonight. We have, gosh, 2, 4, 6, 8 folks here from our public tonight. If anyone would like to speak to us, you would need to come to this microphone so you can be on our voice record of the meeting and give your name and address and limit your comments to 2 minutes. Do we have anybody who'd like to speak? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Tammy LaFrede. I live in River Mansions, 3620. I'm interested. You just approved for cameras. What is the purpose of the cameras that you guys just approved? I want to know a little bit more about that. Is it speed limit over a certain amount, and then the county? I mean, just can you explain it?
Yes, that I talked about that in a recent mayor's message. It has been suggested to us by other cities nearby as being a very helpful thing, that the Gwinnett County Police have been able to catch in the city of Peachtree Corners two alleged murderers and one guy that was riding around shooting guns randomly into people's homes. That was described in the mayor's message. There are other things that they have. It's not a speed thing, in short. It's for them to help find people that they are looking for serious crimes. And that is what that is for. Anybody else? Faye?
Faye Harwell, 381 Lakeshore Drive. First, a big thank you to the city of Berkeley Lake for purchasing the Joston property and saving potential wetlands which feed the pond and the lake. After 7 years of meetings, emails, strategy, and discussions, I firmly believe this year Peachtree Corners, Ryerson, and Gwinnett County will work together to significantly reduce stormwater runoff and silt coming into the pond that Bernie Cohen and I co-own with Cindy and Rob Jones in Ryerson. But to be realistic, the maintenance and structural repairs may take longer depending on the negotiations and weather conditions, but we're moving in the right direction. Soon we will be starting a grassroots campaign to inform citizens of Berkeley Lake of the value and the importance of detention ponds in our community. In other words, detention ponds are not boring. The ponds play a vital role in limiting downstream environmental damage by capturing sediment, garbage, and nasty pollutants such as oil slicks and pesticides and probably heavy metals, so that our children can swim in the lake and fishermen can fish. Finally, as the City of Berkeley Lake is now an adjacent property owner, we hope the Mayor and City Council will support our efforts to increase awareness of the upstream environmental challenges we face in protecting Berkeley Lake. Thank you.
Thank you, Faye, and thanks to everyone who has worked hard over the many years to follow on this issue and to place pressure effectively consistently. I think that's the way to go. And I thank everyone who's been involved in that effort. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Yes, sir.
So just following up, Gary Valino, 380 Lakeshore Drive. Just following up with Faye, I met with Peachtree Corners, the city manager and the attorney on the Ryerson land, and I sent you guys a packet of information via email just to kind of remind you guys that you know that this is an ongoing issue. And my purpose of meeting with them was to just kind of get a status, and they felt that by the end of this quarter, so March 31st, that Ryerson was going to fix a pipe that's underneath Terman Road. And once that happens, they're going to contact Gwinnett County and say, Ryerson did their part, you need to come in and fix the pipe that runs under Peachtree Industrial. And I asked them, you know, can I get involved with that? They said, we would contact you, Gary, and whoever else wants to be involved in that discussion with Gwinnett County. However, they said as far as what Gwinnett County does to that pipe and the exit, the flow of that into Berkeley Lake, that's not on Peachtree Corners, that's now in Berkeley Lake. And I said, well, that's really what I'm interested in, what's gonna happen with all that trash and all that silt that's coming through. So what my purpose in here tonight is to just let you guys know that something's about to happen, at least that's the indication that the attorney for Peachtree Corners said. And they basically said, now, once that happens, you need to work with Gwinnett County because there's one side of the pipe and there's the other side of the pipe, we being Berkeley Lake, what are you gonna do on that side? And I know that you recently purchased, as Faye said, that land. And you know, I look at it and I'm like, well, that's ideal for kind of making that pipe go through that land and put wetlands in there, because I don't think Ryerson's gonna do anything. They were sued on that, but they settled it all at the last minute, and Peachtree Corners, just the indication I got was, you know, good luck on that one, right? So, because that took a couple of years. So what my purpose is to get on the agenda next month, put this bug in your ear, and let's talk about what to do about that Berkeley Lake exit, if you will, of the pipe going through underneath Peachtree Industrial.
Thank you, Mr. Valino. We appreciate your coming.
No problem.
Anybody else? No? Okay, do I hear a motion regarding adjournment?
Well, there being no further business to discuss, I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rodney moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That is...